We're Rock Creek Bluegrass, and this is our Lost River session. Shot the gambler down. Shot the gambler down. Shot the gambler down. Well, here I am in prison. Got a number for my name. Warden said when you locked the door, you gambled your last game. You gambled your last game. Gambled your last game.
It's Lost River Sessions from WKU Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Emil Moffitt. We're listening to a concert from Carl Johnson and Rock Creek Bluegrass, recorded at the A-Frame in Bowling Green. We just heard Roving Gambler, a song that dates back to 1925 when it was recorded by Kelly Harrell. Up next, Sweetheart of Mine.
Yeah! looked up and saw your face.
Welcome back to Lost River Sessions. This week, Carl Johnson and Rock Creek Bluegrass.
On the banks of the I first listened
Carl Johnson and Rock Creek Bluegrass with Rock Salt and Sitting on Top of the World. Their show was recorded at the A-Frame in Bowling Green.
Come and go along with me. Thank you.
Before that, John Hardy, performed by Carl Johnson and Rock Creek Bluegrass, here on Lost River Sessions. You're listening to Lost River Sessions on WKU Public Radio. Dom Flemons is a singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. He's also a student of music history and gives presentations, like this one in Louisville.
So we're going to do one of the old favorites that you find in just about every genre, one called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, and I hope you all will sing along if you're so inclined. So let's get a little bit of this. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, one, two.
The first time I started presenting African-American musical traditions and kind of the context of them in the broader history of the United States came from when I first started playing and I was interested in the music in itself, just as a fan, and then as kind of a casual musician. But in 2005, I went to an event called the Black Banjo Gathering, which happened in Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. And it was on the African and African-American roots of the banjo. And at that time, I had heard a little bit about that idea, but I didn't realize I was falling into such a big rabbit hole as I went along. So it was one of these things. I learned a little bit about the music, and then I learned that this old-time music and the banjo was a symbol of the survival of the black people of this country in a way where it condensed itself down from all these African instruments down through the Caribbean into the United States of America, and it became its own phenomenon that the instrument itself learned how to change faces for each community that it represented. And so that was something that just was the start of it, and then from there you learn thousands of stories about, you know, how people used music here and there to express their feelings in a time when they couldn't. I learned to play the banjo specifically from hearing Flatten Scruggs, so it was like, for me, my introduction was through bluegrass. And then when I started playing it, since I had I started out on drums in school, I thought it was really great to be able to associate the drum-like qualities of the banjo. And at the time I'd been playing the guitar, so I thought it was like a drum that I could play chords on. So that's how I felt when I learned about the banjo. And then I learned about this history, and then all of a sudden, all this stuff came together in a way that I hadn't ever thought about before. The first time I became aware of Kentucky as a state, and then also what it represented, was two songs. There's one by a white musician, a woman by the name of Cousin Emmy, and she sang a song called Bowling Green. And then there was another one that was written by W.C. Handy, which was Long John from Bowling Green. And so those two songs, that was where I first heard about this place, Bowling Green. And being from the Southwest, I wondered, what was this place, Bowling Green? And so then when I went there, all of a sudden, it was never told to me that it was a section of the state that was very black. Very, very black dominant. And then also, as I went along with Louisville as well, to find out that it was one of the first sections of the country where freed blacks could go and start industries. And so, as a person of color, that became a thing that was interesting to me as a social history. And then all this really wonderful music coincides with that social history.
Dom Flemmons speaking to Lost River Sessions in Louisville. You're listening to WKU Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Lucette, and this is my Lost River Session.
Sky's as big as lonesome hearts, a rugged shade of robin blue, an old toil rig in my backyard keeps on moving as I come home to you. And I was born on fields of plenty with stormy ready.
Listening to Lost River Sessions from WKU Public Radio. I'm Emil Moffitt. This week we feature Lucette, recorded at Hidden Homestead in Smiths Grove, Kentucky. Lucette is a native of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. She started off her set with Fields of Plenty. Up next, Out of the Rain.
When you're lonely, is high. The sun don't shine down in the summer. When you're lonely as I am, you can't help feel nothing but pain. When you're lonely as I am, you can't help but sit down and wonder, is there somebody out there to help get me out of the rain? When your dreams have all dried up and your glass is running on empty, and you don't want nothing but someone to call out your name. For if I had a well and a penny, just somebody somewhere to help get me out of the rain, out of the rain, out of the rain. Is there somebody out there to help get me out of the rain? When you're lonely as I am, thinking about all your lost lovers, there's no use in crying or wondering who was to blame. When you're lonely as hell, you make up excuses to suffer. Oh, could there be someone to help get me out of the rain? Out of the somebody out there to help get me out of the rain, out of the rain, out of the rain. Is there somebody out there to help get me out of the rain? Is there somebody out there to help get me out of the rain? Is there somebody out there to help get me out of the rain?
Thank you.
There's blood in the water. Won't you cut me down? 'Cause people keep on talking. Won't you cut me down? Bobby Reed, won't you please cut me down? Said it was love. Won't you cut me down? My hands are growing cold. Won't you cut me down? Bobby Reed, won't you please cut me down? Bobby Reed, won't you please cut me down? I only see your footprints stranded in the desert. Where I see you leaving me on the horizon. Spare me all your love, Bobby, won't you cut me down?
That's Lucette with Bobby Reed. We'll have more Lost River Sessions right after this.
He goes downtown. He walks concrete streets. He'll stumble around with new friends he'll meet. He's never alone when he's breaking my heart. 'Cause he finds his home in a stranger's arms. In a stranger's arms, he leaves me behind. In a stranger's arms, don't cross his mind. He's never alone when he's breaking my heart. 'Cause he finds his home in a stranger's arms. Make her smile. the same. Don't wait by the phone. No, I don't fall apart when he's going home in a stranger's arms. In a stranger's arms, he leaves me behind. In a stranger's arms, I don't cross his mind. He finds his home in a stranger's arms. He's never alone when he's breaking my heart, 'cause he finds his home strangers
are. Welcome back to Lost River Sessions from WKU Public Radio. I'm Emil Moffitt. We're listening to a concert from Lucette as she sits behind the keyboard at Hidden Homestead in Smith's Grove. Lucette has toured recently with Sturgill Simpson and Alejandro Escovedo, among others.
A tremble in my hand in hair of gray, clinging to the rusted pipes, haunted by the memory of his dying day that echoes on the mountainside. It echoes on the mountainside. that I knew once before. Take me where my faith was made on the banks of the shore.
Lucette performing on Lost River Sessions from WKU Public Radio. She wraps up her set with Drift Away.
Moon is full, clouds are clear, float up high. No, I'll never say goodbye. Drift away, drift away. Come back to me tomorrow. But tonight, drift away.
Lost River Sessions is a production of WKU Public Broadcasting and is made possible thanks to generous financial support from Mike Simpson, Farmers National Bank, the Bowling Green Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Warren County Public Library. Lost River Sessions is produced by Darius Barotti. Recording engineers for the shows include James Pearson, Jeff Petroselli, and Sam Holliday. I'm Emil Moffitt. Thanks for listening.